Blog Talk Radio.
It gives me great pleasure to introduce the host.
Hey, it's your boy, Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, known to some as Coach Smith and Dr. Lowe, the host and owner of WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We're going to have an awesome time through all our programmatic thrust. Just to get ready to have a ball, because that's what it's all about. We're going to give two claps. We're going to make it do what it do. Awesome, awesome. It's so glad to come before you. I'm Dr. LaRosa D. Smith, the host of the Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood. We're aired on Tuesday and Thursday at 1 o'clock p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. We're real excited about coming and sharing this vessel. We have some awesome things that we want to focus throughout our series when we're talking about how to prepare boys for healthy relationship as well as preparing girls for a healthy relationship. We want you to be a part of this show. We want you to understand Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood is the real grassroots talk show that focuses on issues in our neighborhood block by block. So we are looking to share some things with you, and hopefully you'll be a part of it. We've been aired not only to WBSW Internet Talk Radio through Blog Talk Radio. We're on Instagram. We have two channels rolling right now. We have Sigma. We have Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville 110, the members of Phi Beta Sigma fraternity out of Greenville is partnering with WBSW Internet Talk Radio and begin to work together so we can get the word out. Then we have Coach Dr. LaRosa D. Smith 15 is the other Instagram page. Then we have Facebook. It's always good to have a chance. That's facebook.com/DRALDIBERTOSMITH. If you want to be a part of the show and share your thoughts, you can call in. That's 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line so you can chat with Dr. Lowe. You get an opportunity to be able to just be a part of the show. I'm going to identify you with the last 4 digits of your cell or telephone number, then I'm going to ask you to join the conversation. You can offer your location if you choose to. If not, just be a part of it, sharing your thoughts and your expertise. We also want you to go to the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. We also have that great opportunity of being on Twitter. And you can tweet our show at WBSW_internet_talk_radio. You also can check us out at The Smith Way Production, at LaRosa D. Smith 15. Then if you want to bounce over and see some of our other Instagram set up, you can. You can go to at WBSW_internet_radio, then as well as at Smith Way Production. So we want to be able to air in many ways so you have a chance to find out what's going on with our networks. It's a blessing, I tell you. WBSW Internet Talk Radio, we have listeners and watchers in all over the world, particularly in the United States, as well as north of the border, Canada, and south of the border, Mexico. So we look to just bring you a voice, give you a chance to take what we have here and share your voice. If you have a vision, if you just have things you just want to share, we want you to be a part of it. We thank each and every one of those individuals that joined us on Instagram. I give a shout out to the first individual and the second one. Now we have others coming in now. We want to make sure we give a shout out to, the, I'm looking at it, I'm doing my best to Sister Big Bones. Come on, my sister, and the blue and white. Thank you so much for joining us. Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated, thank you for joining us and taking time. Again, a shout out to those members of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated. Definitely the chapter down in Greenville, Alabama. That's Zeta Phi Sigma chapter. And if you can be a part, want to be a part of their Instagram, go to Zeta Phi Sigma Greenville with the number 10. Oh, we got an awesome show planned tonight. I'm sorry, today. You know, I have a show tonight. I need to say that. We have a show at 7 o'clock tonight called the Dr. Lowe Show. It's the real relationship talk show. Has no filters. So we're going to come at you hard tonight and talk about some more relationship issues. So we want you to join us tonight at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. But today, during the noonish hour, I call it, even though we're at the 1 o'clock, I was in noonish hours, way beyond noon, but we're still in that better lunchtime. We're going to talk about transforming grown, mentally strong women into a mature woman, to a mature women. I said woman, but women. And that's what it's all about. We want to talk about some characteristics of a grown, mentally strong woman. You can identify what those characteristics is, but you have to take time to just look and see, make a documentation exactly what you consider to be a mentally strong woman. See, you know she's not weak, it's falling at things because she's on top of her game. The thing about it, a mentally strong woman has confidence. See, she has so much confidence. She's willing to deal with any kind of issues that come about. She's productive. And that's what it's all about, where she, her mind is always focused on trying to accomplish that task that she set for. She's optimistic. She'll take time to look there, some, that you know, not just a half-empty cup. She always talks about half full cup, and that's what it's all about. She's positive. She takes time mentally to prepare herself to understand that process of the half full and half empty. So she's positive about what's going on. She's a go-getter. If that's you, give a shout-out. Hand clap. You'll find out exactly what's going on because you're a go-getter. Fear tackler. She's not afraid of tackling the tough problems, the tough conversation. The tough conversation in a relationship, she has that ability to just want to deal with it and try to come up with some kind of solution. She's caring. This is a mentally strong woman, and we call her a grown mentally strong woman. She's also not afraid to stand up for what she believes in. See, when you believe in something, you have to stand. My mom always told us, stand up for something or fall for everything. Make your mind which one you're going to do. She's proud. She's proud of who she's accomplished, the things she has done. She's proud of who she really are. She's knowing whom she are, and that's what a mentally strong woman is all about. See, now in comparison, we want to compare the characteristics of a mature woman. We just talk about a grown, mentally strong woman. I gave you some things that are so important. You can pull out what you think is important. Now, we want you to be a part of this show. We want you to call in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Let me rewind that and slow it down. 347-857-4192. Make sure you press 1 so I can get you on the line and you can have an opportunity to share your thoughts about a grown, mentally strong woman. What are the characteristics you see? What are the characteristics you may have and you consider yourself as a grown, mentally strong woman? Now, we're going to look at the characteristics of a mature woman because the ultimate goal is that we have a process of growing. We are in maturity. Sometimes, if you go look at some thought and research, they say a mature woman is a woman who has a lot of years of wisdom behind them. The thing about it, if you take and tackle what you're dealing with as being a grown, mentally strong woman, it allows you to be moving into that direction of a mature woman. Let me give you some qualities. You ought to look for some of the qualities. If you don't have it, you'll see it in some people that you can model after so you can get in that situation. Having control of your own emotions. See, it's so important that we control our emotions. See, a mature woman don't get way off track. Don't lose it. Some people say lose it because they have control of their own emotions. Take responsibility for their action. See, that's what it's all about. You take responsibility of yourself and your action. See, that's one of the things we find really who we are. When we talked about a mature man or eventually being a great man, we talking about all the way through the process of a grown man, he has to take responsibility for his action. You know, he's going to deal with the tough issues. So this is what a mature woman do. She takes responsibility for herself and her actions. Don't try to blame somebody else. See, when you're blaming somebody else, you haven't matured enough to deal with it. The next thing, feel thankful for what she has. She's not always, you know, so caught up with what I don't have. See, don't live on the concept of the Joneses. See, we got a lot of people that live on that concept of the Joneses. Because Ms. Jones had it down the street, or the Joneses have it down the street, I have to get it. That's not a mature woman. A mature woman understands that I'm thankful for what I have. God has blessed me. So that means a mature woman has an emotional, has a high level of emotional aspects, high level of mentally aspect, have a high level of physical aspects. And those are the three we're going to start off, because we got a couple of them we're going to share that as we move forward. You're able, as a mature woman, to accept yourself for who you are. Now, we talk about this all the time, and I have conversation with people. I tell them, I don't have no problem. I understand where I am. I understand my purpose in life. I understand what I have to do, because, you know, I know who I am. I know whose I am. You know, I know that. There's no question. Because I'm answering only to Almighty God. I'm not answering to man. I'm not going to do that, because man has their hidden motives. And that ain't what I'm all about. I'm all about answering to God. So I know who I am and whom I am. And you have to make sure, and that's what a woman who understands, as a mature woman, you know, they understand themselves. They accept who they are. They can look in the mirror and not look at what the reflection is outside. The reflection they see is from an inner self. I always tell everybody, that mirror don't lie. See, it'll tell people, I need to go lose a little weight. That mirror will tell you, I need to go do this grammar look. This mirror will tell you, because you're trying to satisfy the outer appearance. You know, all you need to be looking a little deeper. Little deeper in that mirror and look at your inner self. And that's what a mature woman do. See, a mature woman realize how much she don't know. See, that's one of the things. You're around people that, you know, you may be around people, I always tell them that they want to be the smartest person in the room. You're not the smartest person in the room. Just because you run your mouth a lot don't mean you're the smartest person in the room. You have to understand that I may not know something. I might not have the background. I always tell people, people tend to work for different degrees and every level of degree they can get. And I tell you, that's a different in every type of degree. I can get the highest degree anybody can work for is a doctoral degree. See, we have a PhD. That means that you're a philosopher. You know, you might have an educational doctorate. You have the knowledge in education. You might be a medical doctor. And you have all the knowledge in it. You might have the ministerial doctrine. So the thing about, we have different things that goes on. You have to realize you may not know much about the medical field, but you may be a master in education. You might not know much about the philosophy field, but you may be a master in education. We got to realize, we, as a mature woman, a woman would accept what she don't know, because she knows a chance to learn. See, that's what it's all about. We live, we learn, and we let go. Just remember those three L's in your life. Because your life will come a time you're going to have to make a decision that you're either going to live, you're going to learn from what you went through, and you're going to have to let some of that garbage go. And that's what it's all about. Somebody don't want to hear that. But you know what? That's all right. I'm sharing it with you because it's important that you hear it from me. You have to let it go. You can't keep on holding on to those feelings. You can't keep on holding on to that wall that's built up inside. You can't keep on doing this. Sometimes you have to go through your house and you have to clean your house out. You have to let go things because they are not allowing you to live. They're not allowing you to learn. And that's what it's all about. A mature woman realizes how much she don't know. And that's what it's all about. Being aware and considerate of others. See, we have people don't consider others. I was having a conversation recently, and I was talking about, yes, we're going back to some sense of normalcy, but some of the rules that's in place to protect them, people still will have to follow. And I brought up about the 6 feet. You know, they got the X on the floor. And I'm saying that a woman in line respecting the 6 feet, you're not going to walk in front of me. And that's just what it's all about. Because you got to consider I'm here, and you, whatever, how far I'm back, you're even farther behind me. Because I'm in line, because that's what, you got to be aware of your environment. You just don't walk in and just do something and be disrespectful to the other person. We have to consider other people's feelings as well. We're humble. See, being humble is important. You will see that goal that God and the purpose God has with you when you become humble. You can't be boisterous. You can't be arrogant. You have to be humble enough to appreciate where I am today and where I will be tomorrow. That's what a mature woman does. The call-in number again is 347 857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line. Just give me a location and offer your expertise. You have a chance to chat with Dr. Lowe. And that's what Dr. Lowe's neighborhood. So glad. So I'm just truly blessed. God has given me a chance to be able to sow a seed with all of you. So I ask you to send me your Cash App. You can do it by DM. You can do it by comments. You can do it by whatever you do. You want to get it to the email, and the email I want you to send it to. LawrenceDSmith15@gmail.com. You can use whatever device, whatever media site you use to connect with me, send it. Because what we're going to do, we're going to sow a seed with you. We're going to make sure we put something that can help you. Then on top of that, we're going to take your, we truly, truly going to take your Cash App and place it in the raffle. We're giving away two trips. One of them is going to be a raffle off on May 31st. It's going to be to Orlando or Atlanta. It's a 3 days and two nights. We're going to take care of the lodging and the tax. We ask you to take care of your travel and your food. Make sure you send your Cash App. Get it to me so I can put your name in the pot. But besides that, you will receive a seed that coming from me that it's going to sow and hopefully help you in some form or fashion. We're asking for you to do that. Both of the trips, I say 3 days and two nights, and we'll take care of the hotel, and we're going to take care of the tax. You get your travel, whether it's to Orlando or whether it's to Atlanta, wherever it may be. Now, I want you to keep in mind, on May the 31st, we're going to auction off the first trip. You're going to have a choice. You'll pick which one of them. If you win the raffle, you'll get it. I want to go to Atlanta. I want to go to Orlando. Then the second one left will be to whatever trip it is, either Atlanta or Orlando. Come on, let's be a part of it. We want you to be blessed, truly blessed, because God is blessing us in all kind of ways. WDSW, Internet Talk Radio, we're the Smith Way Production. So glad to have a chance to have this avenue for you to get the word out. It is your voice. It's not my voice. It's your voice. So use it to work to help you, but also have an opportunity to allow seed to be sown life, allowed to be blessed with an opportunity to win that trip, and you can go to Atlanta or Orlando. All right, let's kind of look at a couple more things we're talking about dealing with a mature woman. We're giving the characteristics, and I'm going to run down a few more that may have not been mentioned as I start. Showing flexibility. We all have to be flexible. If you're not flexible, you can't do the things you need to do. So you can't always go so tight you ain't able to move around. I want you to understand. I want you to make sure that you have to be flexible in doing things. In a relationship, you have to be flexible. And just on the job, you have to be flexible. In your families, you have to be flexible. That's flexibility is something that's a sign of a mature woman. As we spoke earlier about confidence, a mature woman has confidence as well as a grown, mentally strong woman. Calm. She's calm. She's composed. She has much acceptance toward people and situations. She makes sure that she's disciplined. That's a mature woman. Good manager. She's going to handle that money. She's going to handle the situation. She's going to be able to organize. See, everybody can't organize, but a mature woman can organize. She don't allow herself to be stressful. It's less stressful. She don't let it because she knows that that was the problem. Now I'm going to come up with a solution so we can be successful. She understands others well. See, a mature woman understands the people around them, as well as a mature man. We understand because we make it a point that we're in the same company of mature men, so women are in the same company as mature women. Now, if you're in the company of a grown female or a grown male, there's going to be some times you're going to have to be more understanding because they hadn't got to the point where you are. You are patient. I mentioned that. That's one of the most important things. You have to be very patient as a mature woman. Compassion. You know, I always told that. I said, a compassionate person is good to be around. You can't serve in certain positions and don't be compassionate. You got to have a heart for other people. as we are compassionate in the love we have, we're sowing a seed with you. So make sure, even if you're on Facebook, type in that Cash App or DM in your Cash App. Make sure you comment and get your Cash App to me, because we're going to sow a seed and allow God to bless you like God is blessing all of us. And that's what it's all about, independence. See, that's what a mature woman. She's independent. She don't need somebody to pay the bill for her. Jay says she don't want help. She don't need you. She don't need to sell herself and that temple she has just to get a bill paid. Is that you? That's not a mature woman. That's a grown female. That's not a mature woman or either a grown, mentally strong woman. That's what we're looking at the characteristics. Now we're going to discuss the difference. I share the things that are some similarities between a grown, mentally strong woman and a mature woman. Let's kind of look at what a mentally strong woman have that might be different for sure than a grown female. See, mentally strong women do things differently because they live by a different set of core beliefs that guide their decision-making process and daily habits. That's what a mentally strong woman, she's grown. Then you have a mature woman. As I gave you the characteristic, let's break it down so you can truly understand. See, a mature woman has high level emotional, a high level of social, mental, spiritual qualities that makes her the right person that you want to date. See, the guys, you got to understand, you're looking for a mature woman. You're not looking for a grown female, an overgrown girl. Girl, females, mature women are looking for mature men, not grown males, overgrown boys, or jokers. You're not looking for that. You're looking for somebody that's emotionally, socially, mentally, and spiritually on the right track for success. See, you live, you learn, and you let go. And that's what it's all about. Quickly, when we're talking about emotional traits, this is what you should share and have if you are a mature woman and you're able to put yourself out there so you're able to date and really enjoy dating. See, emotional traits are self-awareness, self-control, accountability, humility, self-acceptance, and gratitude. That's your emotional part. So if you're missing the boat on that, work on improving your self-awareness. Work on your self-control, accountability, responsibility. Those are the things you want to make sure you work on. The mentally traits that needed to be a mature woman. Number one is responsible. See, you're responsible for your action. And that's a state of mind. Calm. You got to be calm. You can't be upset. Know what battle to fight. You pick the right battle. Don't fight every battle. She's grounded. She knows who she is and whom she is. So you can put, let's put it in plural. Know who she are and who she's are. See, that's what it's all about, understanding whom you are. Understanding that God wakes you up every morning. He takes care of us throughout the day. He gives us that grace and mercy. So once you understand that, you become grounded, and you are an awesome candidate to be in a dating situation, and an awesome candidate who can eventually move to marriage, an awesome candidate to be a life partner for somebody. She don't jump to conclusions. See, that's a mental state of mind that you have to have. That's a trait that leads to you being a mature woman. Socially, those traits that are so important. See, all the time have some intense moments. She's an intense person. See, the social part is I'm serious about what I'm doing. I'm not just out here playing the game. See, she's so intense, she's a leader. She's a lady that set precedent in any given situation. See, social status is the social standing of a person. By having social status, a mature adult have those characteristics, not to just focus on what people see me as. She said, let my work speak for me. Yeah, come on now. We always say that, let our work speak for us. But a mature woman in the social aspect, you're going to respect her because her work going to speak for her. She's not going to be out doing things that might be on the negative side, and that will speak for her. You don't want that. You got to make sure. See, we got to understand. A social mature adult show a few more important characteristics. See, besides the ones I mentioned up there, some of them is make awesome judgments and decisions. They take the proper action to face problems and critical issues. See, that's a mature individual. See, that's an adult who's ready to take on the challenges of life. You have to live, learn, and let go. See, the three L's are something they operate by. Come on now, we a mature woman, is that you? You're on the line. Ask yourself, is that me? I am socially mature. I'm a socially mature individual, and I'm a socially mature adult. Spiritual traits, one of that third thing that, I mean, that fourth thing we mentioned. She's at rest. She is bold in her conviction. She's submitted. See, some people confuse being submissive to where you just turn yourself over to an individual. No, you turn yourself over to the Lord and know what he'll see you through. So you can be submitted. You're able to be submitted or submissive. She exalts gentleness. See, that's what a truly what a spiritual trait is. You know, exalts gentleness. She follow our word. Follow the word of our Lord and Savior. She follow what he says. And she understands the best way to get to solve a problem, you need to have a characteristic of gentleness. Being out of control won't work. The next way is being humble. See, she's humble. It's so important that we realize being overly aggressive can create some problems. Sometimes we need to sit back, observe a situation. Let's be humble. She is scripture saturated. So she do read the scriptures. She understand the scriptures because when she read them, she pray to God, give me understanding. She is justice and mercy oriented. See, she believe in being fair. And she understand by God, grace and mercy is in her mind, is in her inner self, in her soul, and in her spirit. Definitely. In her heart. Those are some things that a person spiritually mature, a spiritually mature woman. Now let's quickly look at why for men we're going to take a few minutes because we're getting at the shortness of the hour. The show today was only going to be about 30 or 35 minutes. And we're going to come back with part two to this, and we're just going to quickly run through this last part, which we're going to start off with on Thursday at 1 o'clock. This is 12 reasons young gentlemen or mature men is the reason you want to date a mature woman who's the best one. See, a mature woman is self-aware. She's a self-aware female who tries to primarily work on her personal growth while she's drawing attention to her partner, best traits. See, that's a mature woman. When you're trying to date that one, if they're not showing that they're working on their personal growth, but also recognizing the best traits that you have. She's deep when she have a conversation. Her conversations are deep. Quickly, I won't go into in-depth and explain each one of them. Just going to share them so when we come back on Thursday, we'll talk a little bit more about it. See, that thing about what they use gold diggers, a few, usually a mature woman, has already established herself financially. See, she don't have to be that. So it don't relate to that person. If you have one, you feel like that, she's not the best person for you today. The surroundings are settled. I mean, her maturity involved enjoying her lifestyle. She also understands that her lifestyle is nice and simple. See, she's calm, she's cool, and she's collected. You heard that before. She's the CC. She's calm, she's cool, and she's collected. And this best is strive, this person you want to date. See, a relationship with a mature woman who is predictable in all the right ways but still spontaneous enough to stay interesting. See, that's what I'm talking about. Come on now. Taste. See, something about this woman has said taste has been developed. I mean, she has figured out what she want to eat for dinner. She knows exactly what she like, dislike, and won't tolerate. No guessing games are tolerated here with a mature woman. This is the one you want today. She don't ever want to deal with drama. See, the less drama she deals with, the better she feels like she's off. She's in a position to be successful. She's always willing to learn something new. See, if you with a woman that want to learn something new, you have a mature woman who's best today. There's mutual respect. We got to keep that in mind. The sex is even better when you're dealing with somebody that you get the feeling that you're comfortable with. And that concludes this. And we're going to wrap this up for today because God has been so good. Your relationship is more intimate. And that's what it's all about. We're going to talk more about these so-called characteristics or traits or things that help you select that mature woman considered to be the best woman to date. This is what it's all about. It's been awesome on Dr. Lowe's Neighborhood today. We'll come back tonight with Dr. Lowe's show, The Real Relationship Talk Show with No Filters. The time is 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. So you have an awesome rest of the day or rest of the afternoon, and we'll see you this evening joining Dr. Lowe as he talks about relationship with his co-host who joins him from time to time. It's been awesome. God is so good. We thank you so much for blessing us and sharing our thought with you. Give a shout out again to those individuals joining us. We have Latte Pickett. I didn't give a shout out to her because she came in late. So we have Latte Pickett. She's a member of, a member of Delta Sigma Theta Sorority Incorporated, along with the founder of Inspire to Inspire. We want to give a shout out. We want to give a shout out to Yvette Smith, my youngest sister. Thank you for joining us, Yvette, taking time to be a part of this. Then we have Sister Big Bone. I gave a shout out to her, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Then we also have joined us, and I got to stroll down, as I said, one in natural, or one e-natural. Thank you so much for joining us. Then we have Call Me Court. Call Me Court 09. Those of you who are joining us on Instagram, thank you. And I know in the middle of the day it's a challenge being at work, but I always want to tell you, call your family members. Take time to call your significant other, call your spouse, and just tell them, you know, I love you. or call them and say, I'm going to send you a virtual hug, because that's what we need during these challenging times. See, we're in a time where we will continue to work hard to make sure we're successful. Follow all the protocols dealing with COVID-19. We may see a little bit at the end of the tunnel, just a little light, but you got to continue because the fourth wave is supposed to be coming. So just make sure you do that. And as we close out, I always tell y'all, see, God has blessed me to be here with this vessel through a vision. And I want this to be your voice, your opportunity to share your thoughts. Because hashtag, let's be responsible. Hashtag, one life matter. Hashtag, communicate for understanding. Hashtag, keep on grinding. Hashtag, it's a mindset. And last but not least, as we begin to leave from this program, and we'll be back tonight at 7 o'clock Central Standard Time, this is truly from my heart, and there's really nothing you can truly do about it. And I want you to know, because I got that love for you, and I want you to know that. You know that we play, we don't own the rights to. But as I close it out, I love you, and everything you can do about it. Have an awesome rest of the evening. And we'll look forward to talking to you tonight, because, you know, it's all about I got that love for you. I got that love for you. Come on now.
Baby, you got that. That is too good. I don't deserve any kind of love. I'm coming home early, 'cause girl, my body's yearning for what you did last night. Oh, when you